The American West, its rich history and people, are celebrated in art in Nashville, Tennessee. Creating the American West in art is on display at the Frist Art Museum. The works come from the Denver Art Museum. Katie Del May of the Frist is curator for the exhibit and says we'll see about 80 pieces. Most are paintings, but there are also 10 bronze sculptures.
They range in date from 1822 to 1946, and we also see a wide range of styles. Works very much in the romantic landscape tradition, moving into more impressionistic style work with looser brushwork. And then in the last gallery, you see examples of modern art with really bold colors and flattened shapes and tilted perspectives. And so in many ways, this exhibition is a survey of American art.
The American West has long fascinated people from other parts of the U.S. and also other countries. Del May says images like we'll see at the Frist are a big reason why.
We're drawn to the physical beauty of the space, the Rocky Mountains, the plains, the arid conditions in the Southwest. It's physically, you know, a very beautiful space. And so I think that that has been a primary draw. I think that there's been this notion of the West as being an area that is, you know, more relaxed and more open space, and there's more freedom, and people could kind of go there and leave some of the conventions of the East Coast behind. And so I think that that's been really alluring. There's also, of course, been practical factors like the Homestead Act in the 1860s that gave people free land if they came west. So that's real.
The works in creating the American West in art were selected to show different views of life and the diverse people who populated and settled the region. That includes cowboys and Native Americans.
Part of what we have noted is that more than half of the works depict indigenous people, and yet the works of art were made exclusively by white Euro-American male artists. And so we did feel like it was really important to bring in the indigenous voice and experience and history in the exhibition. We also have a timeline that covers a lot of history of the West, but certainly highlights that related to indigenous people.
So art and history.
It's a wonderful look through the prism of art at American history.
Del May says these works remind us that art can often address past issues and problems and also be enjoyed at the same time.
Yes, there's a lot of complicated and at times difficult history that the works, they don't necessarily overtly address, but certainly that surrounds the works of art. And on the other hand, they are simply beautiful paintings that can be enjoyed for their formal qualities. So I think that people can come and just, you know, enjoy a beautiful exhibition. But then I hope also they'll take the time to think about some of the larger narratives surrounding them.
Creating the American West in Art can be seen at the Frist until June 27th. There's more information about the exhibit at fristartmuseum.org. fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.